It's tea time again. You are welcome to join me around the table as we feast from God's Word. It is our prayer here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church that this podcast will teach, encourage, and admonish us ladies to be the wives and mothers that He has designed us to be. May He overflow our cups today from His Word.
Hello, my name is Marisa Hernandez. My husband and I have been missionaries in Guatemala for 11 years now. Miss Leslie has asked me to share a little bit of my testimony with you all today, and we are so thankful for the Barkers and Amazing Grace Baptist Church, who have been one of our faithful supporters for many, many years. And it's an honor to be asked by her to share a little bit of my personal testimony and just all that the Lord has done through that testimony and what He continues to do in my life. So my husband and I have been married 15 years now. We got married back in 2009. And we waited about 2 years before we decided to start trying for a family. And when we started trying, I'm sure everybody kind of just expects to get pregnant like the first month. And that's what I was expecting. But the Lord had other plans, and that wasn't His will for us. And a few months went by and we were like, okay, well, not sure, you know, what's going on. Maybe it's just going to take us a little bit longer. And then months turned into years, and 6 years we were trying, and it was a difficult time. We went through all the emotions, excitement of starting a family to, sadness, even anger, to be honest, it for me anyway. And what was hard was just not understanding God's will and wanting it to happen right away. And it just took me time to realize that that it just wasn't His will for that time in our lives. And as I look back now, while we were on deputation and just had a lot going on in our lives, we really needed that time to grow as a couple in our marriage and newly on the mission field. It was tough. And I look back now and I'm like, oh, that would have been really hard with a little baby or babies. But the Lord knew. He knew that when it would be the perfect time for us. And I remember during those 6 years being happy for friends and family that would come up pregnant, but so distraught over the news as well, as I was just wishing it was me so badly. And that was really, really hard. I know one time we got word that my husband's cousin had gotten pregnant a few times and was having abortions. And that made me so upset and so angry. And I was, and there, she's not a Christian. She's not saved. She doesn't know Christ. But I remember being so angry and thinking, you know, here she is getting pregnant all the time like this, and then she's just killing her baby, and just, I just don't get it, and why not me? We want a baby so bad, and to love and to raise for Christ. Why not us, Lord? And I remember so many times in my flesh questioning God and not knowing and just in the moment that He had big plans for us in the future. But it was just, it was so hard. And I felt like in that moment, like all my friends were getting pregnant. Everybody was getting pregnant except us. And, you know, honestly, I would have my pity parties, my moments of woe is me and it's never going to happen. And then I remember my husband and I, I finally just gave it to the Lord after so many years of just feeling hurt or angry. Finally, I gave it to the Lord. And when I did, I had so much peace and not as much stress about trying for a baby. And we were like, you know what? If it's the Lord's will, it will happen. And if not, we're just going to try to enjoy life and our crazy life on the mission field that keeps us so busy, and then have time to just maybe do some more travels that we wouldn't be able to do if we had a family. And, you know, we started thinking that way. And then the Lord started putting in our thoughts possibly adoption. And at first, I was just like, oh, I don't know about that. You know, I would love a baby, but my own. And then I wasn't and then I started thinking, if I adopted a baby, that baby would be my own. And so then I started getting excited about the thought of adoption. And we thought the Lord was opening doors on two separate occasions of adoption. And the one, we actually went to Mexico, and it was a family member that had a baby that they were wanting to give up for adoption. And we just prayed about it, and we were having peace about it. And I went and bought clothes, and the baby had no birth certificate, no name. We were going to be able to name this baby. He was going to be ours. And we drove all the way from, I believe it was Georgia at the time, or Alabama. We've lived in so many states, but we drove all the way to Mexico, North Mexico, and really thought that this was going to happen. And I got to see the baby. I got to hold him. I got to take care of him for a week. Really, like, immediately my heart was all in, and the Lord closed the door before we could even prepare to sign paperwork and head back to the States. The mother changed her mind and decided that she didn't want to give him up. So, oh, my heart was so broken, and thinking, okay, this is going to happen. I'm finally going to be a mom. This has been my lifelong desire since I was a little girl playing house with my sisters. I'm finally going to be a mom. And nope, that wasn't the Lord's will either. And you know, then I'm crushed again, and I'm like, okay, Lord, what? Thy will be done. Oh, but this is so hard. And I remember that long trip home was so, so hard for my husband and I. And but we were willing, and I know that pleased the Lord. And as hard as it was, and then another opportunity came up months later of possibly adopting siblings. And we were really open to it. And again, from Mexico, no relation, but we were praying about it. And in that time of praying about it, the Lord just kept putting these two verses specifically to my attention. And the one was Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And just those first two words, simple words, be still, that just really carried me through those 6 years of struggles with what the Lord's will would be done in our lives concerning a family. And just those two words really helped me get through those hard days and those hard moments where I was just really emotional about it. Just be still. And another verse is also in Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That verse also really spoke to me during those times. And as hard as it was to hear those words and read those words, I knew that's what I had to do. I just had to continue waiting and praying and giving it to the Lord daily. And I do feel like he did strengthen me, my faith during that time. I do feel like I got closer to him through that time, as hard as it was. And my husband, he would preach, a message as well during those times on, God has an answer. God always has an answer. And it's yes, no, or, you know, not right now. And, you know, sometimes you do have to just wait, but God always has an answer, and it might not be what we want to hear. It might be no. And I had to come to terms that I might never be able to give birth or be a mama. But then I just started thinking, accepting that. And that really, really helped me. And it helped change my mindset of the whole situation. And then I was able to look at other ways that I could be a mother figure to maybe the children in Guatemala or to those in need of a mother figure in their life. And even just for the Lord to use my testimony. That's been my prayer, that the Lord can use my testimony for his good and to maybe help somebody who may be struggling or going through the same thing. So for 6 years, we just prayed and prayed and prayed. And in those 6 years, I knew there were alternatives like that could maybe help me get pregnant, fertility treatments. I went to the doctor. I was diagnosed with PCOS. And so I knew that it would be really, really hard for me to get pregnant. And we just didn't have peace with treatments at the time. Well, after 6 years of much prayer and heartache, we finally had peace. And the Lord just opened up every single door for me to try a fertility treatment. And I took it and did not expect anything to come of it because of my many years of struggles. And the Lord opened those doors and allowed us to conceive for the first time. And I look forward to sharing that in the future in another podcast. But that was another valley that we were about to enter, one of the darkest valleys that I've ever faced in my life, and had no idea what was coming ahead. But he did, and it's always in his plans. And I'm thankful for the short months that he did allow me to carry not just one but two babies through that treatment. And but it was his will to, after 5 months, to take those babies home. But like I said, I'll share more about that in a future podcast. But if you are struggling today and questioning the same as I did. Why? all the questions. You're just know that you're not alone, and just always just be still, wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. And that's my prayer for you today, who may be experiencing the same thing, the struggles of barrenness. And I will surely be praying for you, for all of you that are listening to this. And just know that it's always in God's timing, and He has a big plan for you. May God bless you.